Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestroProds.com anime and manga podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today we are brought to you by SplitReason.com. They have on there dozens and possibly hundreds of Geek and Gamer themed shirts from hundreds of thousands of people, as some of your favorite stores, some of your favorite websites and stuff like The Escapist and other such places. But not us, so they suck. But you might as well check out their shit anyway. Click the link in the bottom of the page or any of the banners on the site. Go check out SplitReason.com for some awesome Geek and Gamer themed clothing. While our thing is not specifically Geek or Gamer themed, we do have our own stuff. So head over to DestroProds.com/store and check some of our stuff out. We are currently in the middle of a... Zazzle, who hosts our store, is currently in the middle of a big Irish, Luck of the Irish type sale. So if you head over there right now, you'll be able to get get all the products that we have in our store on discounted prices. Just use the promo code Lucky4Clover, that is Lucky the number 4, Clover, at checkout, and you'll be able to get yourself some money off your order. I don't know exactly how much Bovey Wong covers that stuff, and he's not here. So yeah, DestroProds.com/store. And as always, we're still looking for new art and design ideas. So if you have some art you think you would like, please don't hesitate to send it to BovyWong@DestroProds.com or post it in the t-shirt design thread on the forums. If you have some design ideas, we'd love to hear from you, but unfortunately, if we use them, we won't be able to pay you. If you have art and we use it, we'll be able to pay you based on how well those products sell. If you have an idea, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll credit you if we decide to use your idea. I'm your host, the Dead Man. You join me today. We have Budgetron.
Ahoy!
This is gonna be a fun one.
Yeah.
Just nothing but awkward pauses.
Yeah.
I actually expected the awkward pause between when I said that and the yeah. So, anywho, how you doing, man?
I am doing all right.
It's been since it's been just the two of us. I think it's ever actually just been the two of us.
Might have happened once before.
In the Halcyon days?
Yeah.
Before it became about the money. The dozens and dozens of cents we're literally making every year.
Exactly, yeah.
Just a couple more centuries and I'll be able to afford a new phone.
Woo!
Yeah. So, what you been reading or watching lately?
Alright. Well, I'll start off with the one that you probably haven't heard of. And it's another one with a ridiculously long title, which I am realizing now.
Yes, and you seem to be that's all you seem to bring us, is just ridiculously long titles that are really hard to say, and with a really crappy internet connection they come across as just gibberish.
Maybe. But this one actually has a legible English title that is the main one that's posted.
Okay, then, go with that one.
All right. So, it's called I, who didn't become a hero, reluctantly decided to find a job.
That actually kind of sounds like... So, just let me try to get a guess at this. So it's like set in some like far off land where they were like history's like great warriors and stuff, but then there's this one guy who decided to become one, but then failed horribly, so he decided to fuck him, just get a day job.
Ish.
Okay. Like, give us the actual synopsis.
He actually did the opposite of failing, but
what
happened was, now I'm not sure if I should pronounce his name Raul or Raul.
Yeah.
Because it's R-A-U-L, but you don't see the Japanese using a whole lot of Spanish names.
Yeah, this isn't Bleach.
So, is it Raul, like Paul?
Raul sounds more Japanese. He sounds like a Final Fantasy character.
But anyway, I'm kind of getting off track here.
Basically, this is what we're talking about, you know? If you can't even figure out how to properly pronounce the name of your main character...
Basically, main character could not... I'm just going to go with Raul.
Yes, Raul. He's a sexy man.
Yes. Raul Esteban y Montoya goes on for 5 minutes. Used to be better at making up the long-winded Spanish names.
Raul Inigo Montoya.
Basically now.
We just cannot get to the goddamn stuff.
Our intrepid hero, Raoul, was in training to be a hero. And as a matter of fact, was even like the top of his class. The best they had seen in years. And then the Demon Lord was defeated while he was still in school. So, now, stuck without a job, stuck without a purpose in life, he kinda starts part-time at a magic shop in town. In the capital.
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds like quite a few actual, like, real-world college stories I've heard. It's like they went to school for like years, did all this research stuff, but then they just got in the field and was like, wait, there's nothing to do here. Fuck, like, I'll work at Starbucks.
and one day, another young potential employee shows up who, I say potential employee, a new employee shows up one day who just so happens to be the child of the Demon Lord that they recently defeated, who is also looking for a job because, you know, they can't inherit Demon Lord fortunes.
Yeah.
He's been overthrown.
Yeah, of course.
And it basically just goes from there.
Yeah, that does sound like a very interesting setup.
And it is. So far, it's done pretty well. There's one minor twist, I guess, but you see the cover of the manga and you pretty much can guess at it.
Yeah, but, so is this like a kind of... Is this like Slice of Life with a twist, or is there like some insane like demon magic shit happening?
It's only one chapter in so far, I think.
Okay.
But there are hints of there going to be combat stuff.
Okay.
But it's listed as Slice of Life. Sort of a Slice of Life harem romance kind of thing.
Okay, then.
Presumably including a couple... Well, they've introduced two potential characters so far. Which is his rival at the hero school, who presumably is in much better position with a job now that the Demon Lord's defeated afterwards, because I think she's from, like, a rich family or something.
Okay.
Sort of, that's... And then there's the Demon Lord's... Spoiler alert! It turns out to be his daughter. You never saw that coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a harem with two male leads. That is...
But it is shaping up to be very good, in my opinion.
Okay, from the one chapter.
Part of the humor is going to be derived from the hero kind of going... Well, the daughter not quite understanding human society conventions. Like, there's a few pages dedicated to her not realizing how to do good customer service and stuff, and like her threatening people to buy stuff and so on and so forth. You know,
okay.
Know what's appropriate in human society.
Yeah, par for the course of these kind of stories.
Yeah, so that's going to be some of the... Certainly a lot of the humor is going to be derived from that. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be... Well, it's going to be good, I think. I'm eager to see a new chapter, which hopefully will come out soon. But it could be a monthly thing. I don't know. It's been over a week since the last chapter was posted.
Okay.
Could be a monthly thing. It was a relatively long chapter.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so it was a 41-page thing. So, but
you gotta love those.
Chapter is a bad gauge on how long the things are going to be.
Yeah.
But anyway, and that's that. And the second one I have read today, well, since last time, but in honesty, yes, I read it today, was Ghost in the Shell Arise.
Yeah, so this is a new thing. We reported this a while ago.
Yes, that it was coming out.
Yeah, I think they said like the anime was going to be coming out too or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Were they released like in tandem, like one after the other, or like same day, or what?
Sure, when the anime's coming out exactly. But okay, the trailer was released on February 12th.
Hmm.
So
I don't think we posted that. Did we post that? I don't think we posted that.
We probably did.
I remember.
At least the release of the anime, at the very least.
Yeah. If we didn't, sorry about that, folks.
But it's coming out. No word on when. Exactly.
So for those who don't know anything about Ghost in the Shell like myself, what is the premise of Ghost in the Shell?
Ghost in the Shell as a series takes place in future Japan. I think Neo-Tokyo.
Of course, because what is it with the future things and everything being Neo?
I don't think it's actually called Neo-Tokyo. It could just be, it's probably just Tokyo. It's in 2027.
Of course they need to name it Neo-Tokyo. If we have 14 years down the line, Tokyo gonna get fucked. So we need to build a new one.
But basically, in 2027, there's a couple of different timelines for this. That the years are always fun to try and figure out which ones it is.
Yeah.
But the original Ghost in the Shell, and Ghost in the Shell Arise is in 2027.
Okay.
The main TV show called Standalone Complex takes place in, I'm just scanning through a synopsis here, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere like this is supposed to be a series where like the main girl from Standalone Complex is like younger.
Yes, that is the gist of it. It's the prequel of the main police unit. Public security unit, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's because that's the main team, I guess. Counter-terrorist task force called Public Security Section 9.
Yeah. And Standalone Complex took place in 2030.
Yeah, 2030, and then second gig takes place in 2032, I think.
In the far-off future.
Whoa! Yes.
Where Tokyo had to get a replacement.
But in any case, Ghost in the Shell Arise is, well, a prequel series telling of the formation of Public Security Section 9 in the year 2027. And from the one chapter that's been posted that I've seen, it seems to be focusing heavily on how Motoko, I think she's the sergeant in in Section 9. She's the team leader, basically.
Was she the one who got naked and turned invisible?
Well, all of them can turn invisible.
I remember seeing one scene where she like got naked and turned invisible. She like jumped off a building or something.
There's a bit more "quote unquote" skin shown because they're all cybernetic bodies and stuff.
Hmm.
That's why I said "quote unquote" skin. It's not technically skin; they're robots.
They're robots.
Basically, it's Motoko Kusanagi, and it seems to be focusing on the stories of how she met and recruited each of the members.
Okay.
Section 9. They started the Bato story. And Bato's sort of the muscle, I guess.
Okay.
the team. And he was in the Rangers in a war that they haven't specified. And they somehow meet up, and I think they're fighting against each other in this war at first. But they haven't gone into the actual storyline yet, and I really haven't read the extra material, which may indicate how they actually met without reading the manga. It's promising to be good. It looks great, as one would expect from the work in the past, and honestly, I can't wait for the anime to come out. But yeah, it's honestly one of my favorite series ever.
So you're talking about Ghost in the Shell, just like in general, right? Not just specifically Arise?
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell was one of the first shows I watched. I believe there's like an Aimless Wanderings that mentions it, I think.
Yeah, one of your the early double digit ones.
Yeah. Oh, okay. ANN is telling me that the first part will run in Japanese theaters for 2 weeks, starting on Saturday, June 22nd.
No kidding.
So, this summer is when it's coming.
This summer.
And the general retail release of the first part's Blu-ray disc and DVD will be on July 26th.
It's a pretty good turnaround.
So,
like a month after being in theaters?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else?
Nope. Nothing else this week. It's kind of a slow week.
Well, pretty much every week in this show is a slow week.
Not for me!
Well, yeah, so anyway, then moving on to me. So, I got two things. One of them I think I might have talked about on the show before, World Trigger.
Yes. I believe I talked about that last podcast, didn't I?
I don't know.
Is that the one where with
Neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird, because I think it was like scanning to buy easygoing scans. And so, like, for the first chapter, they kept calling them Neighbors, like with a V. But then in the second chapter, they just started referring to them as Neighbors.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to read the series, and I liked it. It has a pretty decent art. I really like Kuga, I think his name is.
Not the alien guy?
Yeah, with the weird floating fucking Gundam seed orb.
Yep.
But yeah, so Kuga, I really like him as a character. He's really cool. I really like when they have, like, stories of aliens from other worlds who don't understand, you know, basic human interaction, but, like, try based on what little they've seen. I kind of like those stories. They're funny.
Yeah.
And so just seeing him just trying to interact with everyone he interacts with is assholes.
Yeah.
And I do mean literally everybody. Like, aside from Osamu, who's the main character.
Yeah.
Everyone else they meet tries to beat them up, mug them, or possibly kill them.
Yep.
And just seeing him trying to interact with that, and having, like, I'm like, oh man, I think he broke my leg. It's like, you better pay. It's like, okay, I know how this works. And he actually breaks a fucker's leg and throws a couple bucks at him. Like, that should work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so That's where a lot of the humor in this thing comes from, of just this kid who doesn't understand how the world works and only interacting with complete assholes, while there's this one guy saying, no, don't do that! Don't be like them! They suck!
Yeah, pretty much. That's... I think I may have not seen a recent chapter. I may have missed a chapter, most of one, but I'm interested to see what the next chapter is, because they seem to be showing a actual border team coming.
Yeah, so for those who don't remember, in this world, there are things called neighbors. They're, like, from a different dimension who, like, warp into this one town, Mikado City. And they just start fucking everything up. But then, like, an organization was set up called Border that started trying to localize the, like, outbreak events. They started, like, being focused around the Border building. And so then there's a group of people in there called, like, Agents of the Border, who use things called triggers to fight the Border, to fight the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our main guy, our main human guy, Osamu, he has a trigger, but it's a training trigger and he kind of sucks with it. But then, and then we also have, fucking Kuga, who has a replica, which is, like I said before, the Gundam Seed thing. And I'm just gonna keep calling it Gundam Seed thing, because fuck it. So yeah, we have that thing, like, floating around from him, and then, like, forms armor on him that lets him, like, double strength and stuff. I'm not entirely sure how his thing works, because he'll say, like, trigger on, point the ground, then a, like, either, like, a word on his arm will appear, or a symbol on the floor will appear, and that will do something.
Yeah, he has a... I think he has a trigger as well.
I don't think he actually has a trigger. He only... Like, he used, Osamu's trigger.
Yeah, because he couldn't use his, or else he'd be detected by Border.
Right, yeah. I'm pretty sure the Gundam Seed thinks his trigger.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah, and so one thing that they explained in, like, one of the latter chapters is that everyone in the world has Treon energy, which is like some energy inside that gives you the ability to use triggers. And they started explaining some of it. I didn't catch it all, but it was like it doesn't really depend on your, like, physical strength or anything. It's just people that have a certain amount of Treon energy.
Yeah.
And it varies from person to person. And so I'm just thinking that they are setting it up so that Osamu will either have, like, some hidden, unlockable, like, Treon energy vault, like, well inside of him, or he'll just never get any stronger and he'll just be there for play with Comic Straight Man.
Yeah. Or he'll just be the Worf.
Yeah, except which...
supposedly they actually struggle.
Yeah, which I kind of want to see him get stronger. Like, one of the things that I really like about these series is seeing the lead character. Like, the lead character, he usually starts out like a pretty weak guy in some organization, and then he has a goal to get. He has, like, a goal to reach toward, a secondary character who is, like, the end goal, the stronger one. And so I really like seeing him go from being this small little bitch who gets his ass kicked all the time to being that guy he idolized.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we even get two scenes of that. Like, right at the beginning, it shows Osamu when he's a little kid being saved by a Border agent who's using a trigger, and he said, "Ain't quiet now, Four Eyes," or something.
Yeah.
And then cut to years later, where he's in high school now, an agent of Border, but he's still getting his ass kicked. And then Kuga saves his life, and he says, "Hey, ain't quiet now, Four Eyes," like, quoting the same line. So setting him up as the successor to the guy who got him into Border in the first place, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And the art is pretty well done. I like it. You know, it's kind of standard anime stuff.
Yeah.
But one thing that confuses me. So there's one scene where he is fighting, where Osamu is fighting these two mole mods, I think they're called.
Yeah.
The neighbors, they have a bunch of different, like, they have a bunch of different classifications. They are one that has a worm thing. One does, like, these mole mods are like these little, like, beetle dudes who kind of crawl around crawl around the six pincer legs things.
Yeah,
and they all have the Rene gun in their mouth. I'm not even kidding. There's, like, a eye with, like, concentric circles in it inside their mouths.
Yes,
because design.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Osamu's fighting them, and he gets his arm cut off and is stabbed through the stomach. Then he bursts into flames, and his arm is back, and he has no hole in his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think that's part of the trigger thing.
So when he triggers, he actually makes a, like, secondary body that takes as much damage and then turns back into him?
Yeah, it's part of the protection thing. That's what I took from it, anyway. There was the... You sort of... I can't really explain a process that would do it, but...
Yeah, like, we don't see him, like, project a second body of himself or anything. It's just, he activates his trigger, and then he gets new clothes. And, like, it's not even a really fancy guest new clothes, it's just clothes form around him.
Yeah, it's just, it makes some sort of surrogate or something, and when that takes a certain amount of damage, it turns back.
Yeah, it's so...
overload or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm... So, what I would like to see with this series as it goes on is I'd like to see a bit more variation in, like, the creature design, because, like I said, they all, while they do have very... Well, they have various, like, modes to them. They do all share very, 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 very similar designs of just, like, hey, white segmented body with eye and mouth.
Yeah. I'm sure you've run into similar, I mean, more complicated things as well. Because I think, like, Kuga's a neighbor, isn't he?
Kind of, yeah. Like, he said that he was from the same dimension as the neighbors, but he was closer to humans than neighbors.
Yeah, because isn't that sort of like the neighbors that they've been fighting are sort of like the wild animals in that dimension?
I think something so. Like that? Yeah, you called them replicas.
Yeah.
Treon replica. So they could, for all we know, just be some weird genetic experiment or like the weapons of war they're using in that world.
Yeah.
And like he said, all he knows is all he's like seen over that world is war.
Mm-hmm.
So
they'll have another guy like Kuga come over at some point and be evil.
Yeah, probably his dad.
Yeah, probably.
Because from the one shot we see him as dad, we saw him from behind, tying up his shoes. He's obviously evil.
Speaking of dads, if you're done, I do need to mention something, because despite the fact that we don't talk about it on a regular basis here, most of us, at least, do still read Bleach anyway.
Yeah, we read the big three. We still do, and I actually was contemplating about bringing up Bleach.
Yeah, the most recent chapter of Bleach. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's. I know.
So, this is gonna drift into sort of spoilery territory.
Spoilers for the recent chapters of... For the recent chapter or chapters of Bleach.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, how deep we get.
Yeah, I guess.
And just before we get into this, World Trigger, Final Thoughts of World Trigger, is pretty good. I hope they go down the road where Osamu actually does get more powerful and starts, though, actually becoming a proper agent of Border. And is not just a total bitch the entire time relying on Kuga. I also want more variation of the character design. Moving on to Bleach!
Woo! Now we're going into spoilers.
Cousins!
So, yeah. What the...
I know, dude! Okay, so, for those who don't know what I'm freaking out about. So, for the past couple chapters in Bleach, it's been giving the backstory of Ichigo's dad.
Mm-hmm. How...
And how he met Ichigo's mom.
Met Sally, kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
His dad and his mom.
Hopefully they repeat the diner scene.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so anyway, So they meet in the real world, and it turns out, shock of all shocks, his mom's a Quincy.
Yeah, apparently Kurosaki is a Quincy name.
Yeah, who knew?
Which may actually go into why Ishida or Uryu is so cheesed off with a Shinigami with the name Kurosaki at the beginning.
Oh yeah, he was! Yeah, I was just thinking, like, when they started, like, pulling out the Quincy thing, I was just thinking that T.T. Kubo was just pulling everything he could out of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, let's just give him every single power in the goddamn universe! Let's make him God, fuck it!
Yeah, and
It wouldn't surprise me if Ichigo does become God. Or the Spirit King, I guess they call him.
Yeah, he becomes the new Spirit King.
Yeah, it wouldn't fucking surprise me. I mean, fuck, he is part Shinigami, part Hollow, part Quincy.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with the Hollow.
Yeah. Like, we haven't seen him.
Shows up.
Yeah, so anyway, so back on topic. So with the story. So it's those two, I'm like, they meet for the first time, and then we start to see a bit more of her life, you know, with the Ishidas.
Yes, because she's the adoptive daughter of the Ishidas.
Yes.
So...
And her stepmother does not like this.
Big important family tradition.
Yeah. Arranged marriage.
Yes, and Ryu's father was originally supposed to marry Ichigo's mom.
Yeah. Because, you know.
That's how things work.
Yeah, and... What? All this shit is blowing my mind. I know it's not exactly something to be, like, blown away by. Like, oh, hey, look, one of the few remaining Quincy families are, you know, hooking up with the other ones. Yeah, fine, but fuck it. It's the fact that it's them.
Yeah.
It's Uryu and Ichigo's families.
But yes, there's that whole scene at the end of the most recent chapter, at least the most recent one I've read. You may have privy to others.
Oh yeah, totally. Wait, I think.
Yeah, his father runs into. Well,
this one that came out today, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this one is. So do you guys remember back in Huecamundo, where Ichigo was fighting against, I think it was Ulquiorra?
Yes.
And then, like, his holified form didn't work, and then he just made a more holified form?
Yeah, he dies, and then comes back as super hollow.
Yeah, he has sick-ass demon horns and an awesome rat tail.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking owns. Yeah, he shows up again. Before Ichigo was born.
Yes. And
what?
Presumably he was a fairly high-level Arrancar.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, but it turns out, no, he's just Vassal Lord. It's some Vassal Lord, and Ichigo somehow makes him.
Yes, I'm sure there's going to be something to do with the fight that his father and the guy have.
Yeah.
In the next chapter. Because that's what's going to happen.
Or it could just be some bullshit thing where it's, you know, another, like, talking chapter between Ichigo's mom and Uryu's dad, and then I guess at the end there's an explosion, and they run outside and see Ichigo's dad all fucked up while the Hall's about to kill him. Because this is a shonen manga, remember?
Yeah, it's a shonen manga. They can't resist showing a fight like that.
Yeah, they'll eventually show it, but for all we know, it could be, like, 7 chapters down the line while they're just showing, like, how every single person is connected.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just showed Unohana fighting. They're just going for Brook right now.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's like, hey, guess what, Ichigo is actually Quincy, and Unohana is, like, the original, is, like, the first Kenpachi, and then everything, they're just throwing everything against the wall that they can, just get as many people just fucking freaking out as they can.
I just want to see Kenpachi's Shikai, because I doubt he's going to get the Bankai.
Oh, fuck no. He's never going to get the Bankai, but with Shikai, he'd probably destroy the world.
Well, yeah, that's why they stuck him in there with Unohana.
Yeah. And, killed him like 20 times.
Yeah.
And his sword talked to him finally.
Defeating a sandwich only makes it tastier.
Oh, you gotta love the Zorakis.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is the Kenpachi the Zorakis? In the things that I always read, his name is, like, constantly being flip-flopped back and forth.
The title is Kenpachi.
Okay, Kenpachi. Zoraki is his name. Kenpachi is his title.
Yes. The captain of the 10th squad is Kenpachi Zoraki.
Okay.
It is the 10th, right?
Yes, 10th squad. Okay. Wait, no, actually the 10th is... I think it's the 11th, actually. 10th is Toshido.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, he's got props on his back.
Yeah, the 11th squad is, you know, the fighters.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the peacock man working for him.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does that do? Like, it drains his power, but how? Like, it drains enemy power... Like, it drains enemy magical power and, like, stamina and shit. We saw that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But how? I want to see that.
It's a plant thing. It absorbs your energy.
It looked like peacock feathers. Because, you know, his thing, isn't it called, like, peacock or something?
Did you not see that part? Do you not remember that part where he... The whole...
Yeah, I remember...
Where he...
I remember the part where he's like, don't tell the cat and he'll get mad, and then like he puts his hand over his sword and starts going, and shit starts growing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then cuts to later.
It's a big plant thing.
Yeah, I never saw the big plant thing.
The sort of four-bladed hook thing that he calls Peacock basically is him calling it by its wrong name so it doesn't activate properly.
Okay.
And then he calls it by its true name, and it does the vine thing, and then it wraps you up and absorbs all your...
I guess I missed that part.
Absorbs all your chakra.
It absorbs all your power levels.
Exactly.
How many names are there for power levels in anime nowadays?
Probably.
Like chakra, like, what's the spiritual pressure thing that they call it?
Ryatsu?
Yeah, Ryatsu, they probably have, that's another name of it, like they have Reiki, I think, in One Piece.
Yeah, I'm sure they have every single name for spiritual energy.
Trion power?
Ever.
Yeah. See, fuck.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what happens next in Bleach.
Yes.
It is getting really good.
Mm-hmm. I am enjoying this new development and stuff. I'm waiting to see what happens, how the Hollow somehow ends up inside Ichigo.
Yes, I want to see him fucking bring that thing back out. Like, I want to see him master that. And damn it, I want to see him hook up with Orihime. I want one shonen thing in my life to have a satisfying emotional ending. I know that's asking a lot, but please, I'm begging you. That bit where she got taken out to Wakamundo was awesome. Do that again, but better.
Oh, you have until the end of the arc for that to happen.
It was properly emotional and shit. Do that. Do, please. I'm begging you. Please. Tite Kubo, I believe that's the guy who writes Bleach, right? Tite Kubo?
Yes.
Please, Tite Kubo. Tite Kubo-sama. Please make this happen.
Anyway.
Yeah.
When it's over.
Yeah, so then moving on to my final thing. This is another, actually a very, very similar one to World Trigger, in the fact that there is a kind of straight man guy playing, like playing second fiddle to a super-powered young child.
Hmm.
From another world. Hmm. Yeah, so, Hinamatsuri. This one is kind of strange, mainly in the art style, because it's drawn like a mid-90s anime. Like if you know what I'm talking about. Like, something like,
Yeah,
it's like, everything looks really weird. There's, like, soft outlines that everyone has, like, really intense-looking faces, even, and they also kind of look a bit off.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, kind of like... Kind of like a bit more defined Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
It was, like, in the middle between where, like, Yu Yu Hakusho's art style fits and where the modern art style fits. Well, kind of sub-modern. It's honestly a bit distracting. like, the only character in this anime, the only character in this manga, sorry, who actually looks like a standard manga character to me, is Hina, I believe her name is. Yeah, Hina. She's the main kind of girl in this. She's from another world. And so, yeah. So the story of this is, there's this guy, he is a low-level Yakuza guy, whose name escapes me right now. I'm trying to find his name.
Nita.
Nita?
Nitta.
Okay, yeah, so you read this before? Or
I sort of recognize the name, and once I saw the cover of the thing, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. I kind of read the first two chapters, and I'm like, the translation on the version.
Yeah, the translation is shoddy. Translation is shoddy. But anyway, so it's a little level guy, Yakuza guy, Nita, who one day a giant cocoon from space falls on his head. I say it's from space, I know it's more than I mentioned, but I say it's from space because space sounds better. So, a giant cocoon thing falls on his head in his apartment, and the thing has a girl's face in it. So he opens it up, the girl comes out, says her name's Hina, and then the two of them start living together. Turns out Hina has, like, turns out Hina has telekinetic powers.
Well, isn't it more like they need to start, let's Hina stay under threat of getting thrown across a roof?
Yeah, a bit. He pretty much does everything under
threats there.
He pretty much does everything under threat of having his arm telekinetically ripped out of its socket.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much everything he does, like Hina's like, I wanna do this. No, you don't. Oh god, my arm, okay, I'll do it. But yeah, that's one of the main jokes in the series of just Nita being horribly mangled by Hina's telekinesis. So anyway, the two of them start, you know, living together, and things don't go well, mainly because she keeps breaking all his expensive shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then one day, since he is, you know, Yakuza, he is told to go take out a guy. And he has to bring Hina along with him, because Hina didn't want to go home alone. So they go in there, and Hina, who, you know, since she's an alien, she doesn't understand human customs, Nita, I believe, said, like, hey, I owe you one, you did me a favor or something, and then he's like, okay, since you did all this stuff for me, I'll do you a favor, goes inside, uses telekinetic powers, destroys the fucking place, gets the guy out, and then that gives Nita insane prowess within the Yakuza community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story. I've only read, like, the first chapter and the first couple pages of the next chapter. Because, yeah, really shoddy translation work, and the artwork is... Like I said, Hina looks fine. She looks like a relatively modern anime character transplanted into an old anime or manga. But everyone else still looks like shit. They do a couple of close-up shots of Nita and he looks fine. Like they do the close-up shots, they look fine. But when they do like any kind of group shot, everyone just looks like so much crap. what I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah, it sort of gives off the impression of a bit of a rushed work, but that could just be a style.
Yeah, it's from a different era.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I hope it is. Or someone is that like intentionally trying to make it look like it's from another era, because if this is actually how someone draws, like an anime nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the series, from the first chapter, it was okay. Like, it was kind of hard to figure out what was going on because, you know, the translation work. Artwork was honestly a bit distracting, but Hina seems like a decent enough character. Like, she, unlike Kuga, she is able to comprehend, you know, like, basic human etiquette just by observation, but then you know, Nita has to, like, point out to her the finer things. And, you know, that stuff works out fine, so she just kind of comes off as someone who's, like, socially awkward instead of an actual alien.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the telekinesis happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, cool thing, at the end of the first chapter, I believe, she actually, one of her requests, like, Nita said, hey, I'll do anything you want, just name it. She says, I want to go to school. And so that opens up a whole kinds of new things, where, you know, with, like, a telekinetic alien Yakuza enforcer going to high school, or middle school, or wherever the fuck she's going.
Yeah,
age bracket she fits into.
Mm-hmm.
I see, that can open itself up to some pretty good comedic possibilities. And from what I've seen in, like, the actual Yakuza stuff, none of it is, like, insanely violent, so there isn't any real disconnect in between, you know, the lighthearted comedy stuff and the Yakuza stuff. Which can be a problem in some anime.
Yeah.
Like, one thing that I specifically remember is something like Kore wa Zombie Desu ka? Where it was like really like cute slice of life stuff, then all of a sudden like just really horrible something that looks like it came out of Higurashi. Like out of nowhere.
Looks like it came out of Higurashi. And then the main character turns into a magical girl. And completely ruins the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like something happens at a Higurashi, and then all of a sudden the main character puts on a pink dress and gets a giant pink chainsaw and cuts in half a giant whale dressed in a school uniform.
Yep.
You know, just your average day for a zombie.
Oh, he didn't cut the whale in half. It was the vampire who did that.
Okay. I was giving a general example.
I mean, he helped, but it was mainly the vampire.
The vampire who uses leaves.
The critical incisions to cut off the head was the vampire, I believe.
And then there's another vampire who uses ramen. Because, yeah.
She uses ramen.
Who uses ramen.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yes. It's a girl. This is a harem. This is a harem series. Come on.
Yeah, everything's a girl.
Yeah. It's one guy and the rest are girls.
One guy. Maybe his friend.
Maybe.
And the rest of them
If some weird science experiment happens, it ends up turning into a girlfriend episode.
Well, just because... look at some, oh my... Look at Talavru.
What?
Talavru?
Yeah, Talavru.
Yeah, even the main character gets turned into a girl. Every once in a while.
Yeah, and then it gets weird lesbianism shit going on.
Yeah.
And Camphor?
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah. That's kind of the main gimmick of the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a lot of Camphor recently.
No, Camphor is a bit of a weird series for updates.
You should check out the anime, I think. Has the anime come out yet? Or has it already been, out and done?
Yeah, there is an anime, and it's been out and done for a while.
Okay, then. I didn't know that. I thought it was, a relatively recent thing.
No, I don't think so.
Not a new series, but something that was still running?
No, nothing's still running, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, check out the anime. And complain about the voice acting.
Anime came out in winter of 2011.
Okay, it's a bit old.
So, a couple years.
Yeah. Pinomosity. It's okay.
Pick it out if you want.
Yeah, if you happen to stumble across it in one of your manga readers, it's worth. You can do worse things with your time to take a look at it. But this is coming from someone who only read the first chapter. So take that for what you will. Yes, and the other part we've been reading and watching. On to news.
Yay!
So the first piece of news comes from Studio Ghibli. So on October 1st, two books will be released from Hayao Miyazaki, based on the based on his film My Neighbor Totoro. The first one is My Neighbor Totoro, the novel, which is a novelization hardcover of the original movie. The novel will also have watercolor illustrations from the person, from the man himself, Miyazaki. Also going to be out on October 1st is the My Neighbor Totoro picture book. The book features art from the film and will as well as some follow-along content with dialogue, according to Punchatron's article.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow piece of news. It's been a slow news 2 weeks. Yeah, so this is a bit of sad news, which makes it kind of awkward to have a site named DestoPros.com.
Yeah, we had a bit of a conversation about that. He's like,
yeah. This might come across as being a bit insincere. So anyway, a man by the name of Torin Smith, who is pretty much one of the main guys, pretty much one of the main reasons that we do anime over here. He is a anime and manga translator. And he was pretty much seminal in introducing North Americans to anime and manga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he had a pretty good working relationship with Studio Gainax. He even appeared in Gunbuster. And he did this for many years. Unfortunately, the man passed away recently at the age of 52. It doesn't say in this article how he died. I'm just gonna look this up. See if they actually have something in the source article. Just let people,
I don't think they do, but it's not super important, I guess.
Yeah, not super important, but, you know, it's news. So, yeah, Torrance Smith has passed away at the age of 52, and it's a real loss for the industry. The guy was, you know, a pioneer, and it's a shame that he's not around anymore.
Yeah. And it's not as if 52 is exactly old either.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing it for, I think it's at 30 years now. Or at that point. So he's been doing it since he was quite young.
Yeah, since he was around our age.
So, yeah, it's sad. So, I mean, even if you don't necessarily know the name right away, I'm sure you almost certainly, if you're listening to this, you almost certainly enjoy the product of his work. So,
yeah, so much thanks is out to Mr. Torrance Smith and wherever he went after he died. And our deepest condolences go out to his family and friends. And we mean this sincerely as we can, even if I'm doing a horrible job of making it seem sincere. We are really sorry about this. And, yeah. What a way to end the podcast!
Yeah.
So anyway, that's gonna do it for this week, I guess. Short one, I guess. Let's see how long. Yeah, less than an hour.
Well, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
What can we do?
Yeah, there's only two of us. I only checked out like two things this week, and there were only two pieces of news. A lot of twos this week, actually.
Ooh.
Just thinking about it now.
And it's a bi-weekly podcast. Conspiracy.
Yes. We were behind something evil. Ah!
Yeah.
This is actually just a viral marketing campaign. So anyway, thank y'all for joining us. So, as always, coming up today is the same. Coming up on the same day as this goes up will be the anime club. We're going to take a look at Anohana. Which, god damn it. Fucking show, it's so good. Well, yeah, so we're gonna take a look at the first two episodes of that, as well as talk about our series, thoughts on the series in general. Excuse me. And then we're gonna be changing up the format a bit for the anime club yet again. What a shock. Where it's gonna turn into a weekly series, where we take a look at a few episodes from a series every week, and talking about them, and then our thoughts on the series in general as we progress through, and you guys can watch along with us.
Hooray!
That'd be nice. Yeah, that'll be so nice. So yeah, anyway, other times coming up at the site is, like, this Friday, we're going to be having the Let's Watch for Resident Evil Extinction, the third Resident Evil movies and part of Resident Evil Month. Then be sure to join us this Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com/chat for anything cast live. Please join us at the address I just mentioned. We'd love to hear from you guys and let us know about what you think about what we're doing on the site, podcast, etc. Then, on Wednesday, we're going to be having the comic book podcast. On Friday, we'll be having the movies podcast, as well as another commentary track for Resident Evil Month that we're going to take a look at Resident Evil Afterlife. And who knows? Maybe I'll finally get around to finishing that fucking personal issues about What's So Funny versus Superman versus the Elite. I don't know how you managed to release fucking Aimless Wanderings week to week, dude.
Magic. You make a lot of it up.
I am struggling with this. I'm just trying to... Okay, got it right. Ooh, look, a video about goats. The internet is keeping me from working on the internet.
You learn how to make stuff up. Why do you think I started writing Uncle Punchdrunk's Learning Corners?
Make shit up. Ill-inform everybody.
I just think of the facts that I find, but it's like, I have no series to write about.
But I don't know anything about... But I'm not smart enough to write. But I'm not smart enough to write anything about comics. Anyway, so yeah, and also actually, next week we're also gonna be having a installment of the Anime Club. I do not believe we haven't decided on what series we'll be watching next.
It's Bovey's picking.
Okay, yes, and he's not here.
Yeah.
So anywho, thank y'all for joining us for this. As always, you can follow us at Twitter, follow us at Deathstone Prods. I'm at Deadman_DProds. While he's not here, Bovey1 is at Bovey1 on Twitter, and Punchatron does not believe in Twitter.
Twitter's the devil.
No, he's not. The devil's way nicer than Twitter. So you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/desktopprods. Subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/desktopprods. Vids for myself and youtube.com/bovie1 for bovie1. Pudgetron does not use YouTube that way. you can subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us some reviews, let us know what you want to see more of, etc. And we're also on Stitcher now. So download the app and check us out on your iPhone. Or other such devices, I believe, Stitcher's on. They might be on Android, too. Yeah, Stitcher's another podcasting app. All of our shows are on there, including the Anything Cast, as well as all games shows. Like, they have the stream up on there, so you can check that out. Link's in the description. And yeah, so, until all the stuff I mentioned earlier, I'm the Dead Man.
And I'm Pudgetron.
For Bovie1, we'll see you guys next time.